So we begin our show today with a musical roundtable, and this is the part of the show where we go around the table and each of us shares a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads this last month. And the last month saw a number of big new releases. So with that, let's start with you, Jeff.
Well, one of the CDs that I was really excited about was the new Radiohead. I'm a big Radiohead fan, and I believe this is their ninth album. You know, I added the first Radiohead, Pablo Honey with Creep, years ago, reluctantly, and they've evolved into quite a different band from back then. So I was really excited to hear about the new Radiohead album coming down. It's called A Moon-Shaped Pool, and it is a really subtle album, and Tom York and Johnny Greenwood, I think, are the driving forces behind this band. And with this new album, they've incorporated the London Contemporary Orchestra. And it's a really rich, subtle album. And the song that I like is called Present Tense. And it sneaks up on you with Tom York's vocals. You know, he's kind of a dark character. He's just a dark character. And he really hooks me with his vocals.
All right, well, let's take a listen. This is Present Tense by Radiohead from their new album, A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Some lilting vocals from Tom York.
Very happy right now.
You like it?
Oh, it's incredible.
It's a new direction for these guys again.
You know, what strikes me is that they've changed a lot, as you said, over their career, and each of their albums has had a pretty distinct sound to it. And this strikes me as actually incorporating aspects of a lot of previous albums of theirs. You know, there's this sort of ambient sound that we might associate with Kid A or Amnesiac, but then there's that acoustic guitar, which I can't really place exactly where I would point to for that one. But
Hail to the Thief had a lot of those moments.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to hear how they're still sort of taking those things that they've done in the past and elaborating on.
You know, I don't recall them ever using orchestras like this before, though. This is new to them.
They used a lot of synthesized stuff, but to bring in an orchestra proper. Yet with an orchestra, there's something about this record that is very minimal. I mean, the components are just very, you know, right there. But listen to that song. In the meantime, there's like that samba shaker beat going on. It's just amazing. But his vocals just pull that together like a needle and thread.
Vocals.
I won't turn around to the penny drop. Won't stop now. Won't slack. All is love.
All right, Vicky, on to you.
Well, this was a surprise, and I have to give a little bit of credit here to a friend who said, you got to put your ears to this record because it's not what you think it's going to be. And this is Ray LaMontagne, and it's the new one, Ouroboros. And you know Ray LaMontagne usually as that kind of Americana folk guy, or, you know, he has a very soulful voice, that kind of raspy baritone.
Kind of a crooner, yeah.
Yeah, so the delight of this record is that it's like a record that Pink Floyd never made.
Wow.
And that's what took me by surprise. Jim James from My Morning Jacket produced this. You know, and Jim James is no stranger to exploring terrain himself. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just a really different record for Ray LaMontagne.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Ray LaMontagne, The Changing Man from Ouroboros. Psychedelic, not the Ray LaMontagne I remember.
Yeah. Right, which is what a beautiful surprise, or what a beautiful revelation that comes from here. This is a record that needs to be listened end to end. Every song segs into the next.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those, take the time to put this record on and just listen to it end to end. I thought of metal a lot. I think of Dark Side, Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, I can hear that.
It takes you that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember when he kind of first came onto the scene in 2005, 2006. It was sort of amidst this larger moment of bearded guys with acoustic guitars, Iron and Wine, mm-hmm. Bon Iver, you know. This is totally a departure from that.
Yeah. I equate the guy with Cat Stevens for some reason. You know, I remember the first couple of albums, I don't know if it was because it was Trouble or, I don't know, Cat Stevens.
A surprise of the year. It's going to end up on my 10 best for sure.
What'd you find now, Jake? You're always digging on the interwebs.
I'm always excited to see what the link's going to be from Jake.
Well, it's a new album from Chance the Rapper, who's a guy out of Chicago, grew up in Chicago. He is the son of a sort of political operative in that town who had worked for one-time Senator Barack Obama.
Oh, really?
And I think his dad is now somehow in the administration of Rahm Emanuel, the mayor there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Chance the Rapper is just this incredible artist who, he's young, he's 23 right now. And one of the things I love about Chance the Rapper is that he is the rare example of an independent hip-hop artist who's making it on a huge stage. You know, he has been approached by labels, and he could have his pick of record labels to be signed to, and he's chosen to remain independent, and he's released 3 really, really successful popular mixtapes for free pretty much each time. So it's an interesting case of someone really doing their own thing in the contemporary music world, and I think just doing an incredible job at it. So I guess I'll just get to it. This song is called All We Got. Chance the Rapper, the new album is called Coloring Book, and this one actually features Kanye West and the Chicago Children's
Choir. Oh, well,
there's
a name I know.
That's, yeah. All right, All We Got.
Hey. This ain't no intro, it's the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye, I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the beam. This is like this many rings, y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the homiest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheet that ain't like what it hurt. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is the
That sounds like a pretty big ensemble to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I think it's like euphoric summer music, really uplifting, you know. And if you listen to the whole album, people have called it kind of almost a gospel album because there's a strong sort of Christian religious theme going through it. It's just a really interesting album, and one that I think, I don't know, I'm going to be listening to it nonstop this summer.
You know what I first thought of when I heard this? There's almost this wrangled, not cacophony, but there's so many moving parts, yet it all comes together in this glorious ensemble. It's just glorious
it
at
is.
Times.
I think that's a great word for it.
Definitely more than two turntables and a microphone.
Well, thanks again for your wonderful choices.
Thank you, Jake.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank nice. You both. We know we got it. We know we got it.